My name is Joe. I'm an alcoholic. This is an open meeting of the Atlantic Group of Alcoholics Anonymous, and all are welcome to attend. It is our belief that our meeting structure is necessary to maintain the integrity of the group so that it may better carry the message of AA, and since the most important aspect of AA recovery is one alcoholic relating to another, only alcoholics participate. If your primary problem is other than alcoholism, we think it would also be helpful for you to contact an anonymous organization which more specifically deals with your addiction. Our literature persons have the list of such groups with their phone numbers. In any case, we hope that what you learn here may be helpful to your recovery and or understanding. Rose will read the preamble.
Hi, I'm Rose, I'm an alcoholic. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution, does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety.
Please join in the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Christine will read the steps.
Good evening, I'm Christine and I'm an alcoholic. Hey guys. 12 steps. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made a direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all of our affairs.
Rajesh will read the traditions.
Hi, I'm Rajesh, and I'm an alcoholic. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon AA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for AA membership is a desire to stop drinking. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or AA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the alcoholic who still suffers. Six, an AA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the AA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every AA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Alcoholics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, AA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Alcoholics Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the AA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you.
Tonight is anniversary night. The format of the meeting will be, the 10-minute speaker will speak on the 10th tradition, our information break, the main speaker who will speak for 25 minutes, followed by our anniversary celebrants. Our 10-minute speaker is Ava.
Hi, I'm Ava, and I'm an alcoholic. I did my homework, and I'm going to give you a wonderful book report. And it's an honor and a privilege to be in a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. It's wonderful to be at my home group with all of you, my peeps, and to be asked to share on this tradition is wonderful. I think it's really important to really understand the traditions and to keep this thing going, because without you, I'm not going to make it, and that's the whole point. And I was at a... I'm going to read the long form, which is my job. It says, no AA group or member should ever, in such a way as to implicate AA, express any opinion on outside controversial issues, particularly those of politics, alcohol reform, or sectarian religion. The Alcoholics Anonymous groups oppose no one. Concerning such matters, they can express no views whatever. That's pretty clear. Although I was at a meeting a number of years ago, and there was something had occurred, current events across the world, and a gal raised her hand. It was a sharing format, and she said, they called on her, and she said, I know we're not supposed to talk about politics, but I don't care. And she was clearly distressed and not that well, because she was very self-centered in her reply, and went on to explain what had occurred in detail in that area of the world and how upset and angry she was about it. And I listened, and I wasn't that new, which was a good thing, because I was really uncomfortable, because what she was talking about and the family members that she was upset about were on the other side of the dispute from my family members. And I didn't feel safe in the meeting. And as a result, I never went back to that group. I guess unknowingly, I just really was uncomfortable there. I didn't feel like it was a safe place, and the point of these traditions is, how do we keep this thing together? And the answer is a loving God, as he expresses himself in our group conscience, you know, the first tradition being unity and the second being a loving God. And what can we do to keep out of the room the things that might tear us apart are those things that are listed in traditions 3 to 11. And if we raise our consciousness about those things, then the 12th tradition will occur, which is anonymity, which is really a true humility. So for me, probably a key factor in my recovery was beginning to think about my group first, which really began for me when I first started going to meetings. It was really more about the group than it was my own personal recovery. And what I realized today is, by doing that, I had begun to allow the God of my understanding to reduce my self-centeredness, because I was getting out of self. I had no idea I was doing that, because I was too unwell to even know that I was in self. But that's another talk. So on the 10th tradition, I made what are outside issues? Because everyone goes, oh, that's an outside issue. That's an outside issue. And one of my best friends in AA would always say, everything is an outside issue until you're going through it. So, if it relates to my alcoholism and my recovery, and it impacts my emotional being, and I need to share about it in that context, then it's, in my opinion, and this is Ava speaking, then it's kosher to share about it in the context of how it impacts me. And I would probably leave off the details. Like if I had a resentment about a current event, I would say that I'm distressed about a current event and I'm full of fear. And like that's you know, as Ava sees it, which is scary in itself. But anyway, outside issues are politics. So for instance, you know, take your buttons off before you come in the room. Which would include gay rights or Roe versus Wade. We have no opinion on any of that, and we're not going to discuss those things. Even though perhaps in my story I might have certain things that come up as relates to pieces of my story, but in the context of my history, my sobriety, or my recovery, or my alcoholism. Religion, like we are not going to, oh, the week that Mel's movie came out, oh, depending, a couple years ago, all we heard about was critiques on, I don't even remember the name of the movie, and certainly alcohol reform, which would even include comments, which like they were inferred, like treatment doesn't work. That's an irresponsible comment to make from the podium. Don't make it. I'm somebody who doesn't know, might hear, I shouldn't go to treatment when our big book suggests that if you need to be detoxed, that you should go. And psychiatry is also an outside issue, okay? What does AA talk about? Well, in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, our basic text, in the family afterward, on page 133, it tells us what our attitude is about doctors, and it says, we should never belittle a good doctor or psychiatrist. Their services are often indispensable in treating a newcomer and in following his case afterward. And we have a fantastic pamphlet called The AA Member, Medication and Other Drugs, because it goes on to say that we, AA members, are not doctors. And it is not our business to tell people what to do or not to do. That what I suggest to the people with whom I'm involved is to read our literature, and as the pamphlet suggests, to give a copy to my doctor so that they should be informed, and that I can at least pick a medical professional who understands treating alcoholics and all that involves. As a matter of fact, they're updating this pamphlet because it's been on the General Service Conference, I think, for 2 years now, so we should see an updated version of this pamphlet, which should be very helpful. What other goodies do I have? Oh, going to fellowship after the meeting. A big no-no to be having the political discussions about what's going on in the world, because you don't know who's at the table and who you're going to estrange by that. I have to start to really think globally, which, you know, I'm thinking about me and my mascara. And, you know, let's see. What it talks about in the 12 and 12, the story that they refer to, which is really is a great example, is the Washingtonians, which we talk about because they had found the solution to alcoholism in the mid-1800s, and they really had it going on. They became about 100,000 members. They really almost found the secret to the solution to treatment to alcoholism, but they got swept up into the political climate of the time, and they got into abolition of slavery, which was a hot button at the time, and it, as the book says, they might have survived that until they got into prohibition. And our big book says, you know, We're not holier than thou. Drink, knock yourself out, have a good time. You know, we're not about one of the public information announcements said, if you want to drink, that's your business, and if you want to get sober, that's our business. No, we know we have a solution. We know what works. We'd love to help you. You know, whatever you have to do, you could do. And I personally really love the history of AA. It's very rich, and in AA Comes of Age, in case you have nothing to read at night, they talk about what happened was, which is very of the time, they were going to come out with this movie, Mr. and Ms. Anonymous. This is way back, and the script was awful, and everyone got very upset because they were going to come out with this really bad movie about AA, you know, that would color AA in a bad light. So everybody wanted to no, we have to stop them from doing that. And so they convinced the studio to fix the script somewhat because they threatened that they were going to sue them. But we don't sue anybody. That's the whole point is we don't get drawn into public controversy. But we didn't find that out right away. So they formed a committee. It was part of the General Service Conference. And they looked into what would be involved to get a congressional charter to make AA like the Red Cross. And it was like a whole, it's a great story, a whole drama. But they realized that by doing something like that and getting involved in legal activities would draw us into public controversy. And the committee that made that case, which we ultimately chose not to do, said these three things about Alcoholics Anonymous, which really say the best. And it said that the spiritual force of AA with a legal power, which we believe would tend to weaken its spiritual strength. And AA has been a fellowship and not an organization. And we believe that spiritual faith and a way of life cannot be incorporated. Thank you for my life, for my sobriety.